Fourth pack of Shvi'is, Mishnah Gimel. We learned the previous Mishnah that if a person was over and did certain malachas which was prohibited to do in his field on Shemitah, so we saw certain circumstances, they made a knas that the field cannot be used, and certain times they didn't. So this Mishnah starts off with similar ideas. Choich rim niyim min anochim b'shvi'is. One is permitted to make a deal with a goy on Shemitah that the Jew will take the field which the non-Jew plowed on Shemitah, and the Jew will work the land on the year after Shemitah. So in other words, it would be room to say that I shouldn't take advantage of the fact that the goy plowed his land on Shemitah. Now we say no, since the goy is permitted to plow his land on Shemitah, so I can make a deal with him that he does what he wants, he fixes up his land before Shemitah, and now I'm going to rent it out on Shemitah to plant things in it, and I'm going to rent it out for the year after Shemitah. That is permitted, even though I'm getting benefit of that out of that which the goy did on Shemitah. I will love Yisrael, but if Yisrael worked his land and fixed up the land, prepared the land for planting on Shemitah, I'm not allowed to rent it from him on Motzi Shemitah, because we don't want to support the Balei Aveir. There's a rule, ain't mazikin Balei Aveir. If a person, you know, he did an Aveir, he shouldn't do something that's going to make him continue doing so. U'mazikin medeinochim b'shviz loyde Yisrael. Also, if you see a goy plowing a field at Shemitah, you could say you're doing a great thing, Ashakoyach, you know, maybe I'll have some benefit from it eventually. If you see a Yisrael doing that, you shouldn't say give him any compliments about what he's doing. You should make him feel good about it, because otherwise you should try to stop him from doing it. A person that a Jew meets a goy should give him a shalom aleichem, even if it's on one of their holidays, which generally we try to stay away from the holidays. We don't want them to thank the gods for it. But even so, it's always permitted just to say hello to him or shalom aleichem, call him back his shalom. Keep peace between us and the goy.